One of the world's two biggest film industries is located in Bombay. Americans rarely have a chance to see movies from India, but that might change with the release here of Lagaan. The film has opened in New York and L.A. and is out on DVD. Film critic John Powers has a review.
If any country is hot these days, and I'm referring to more than climate here, it's India. Magazines fill their pages with subcontinental fashions. Each week seems to bring the advent of yet another dazzling Indian novelist. And Hollywood's beginning to strip mine ideas from the massive Indian movie industry, affectionately known as Bollywood. Just last year, Ghost World began with Thora Birch watching a Bollywood picture. And Moulin Rouge built to a huge production number gleefully modeled on the kind of giddily extravagant musical routines you find in films from Bombay. Yet despite all this India chic, most Americans have never had the chance to see a Bollywood movie. But all that could change with the arrival of Lagaan, which has already been a huge crossover hit in London and been nominated for an Oscar here. This hugely enjoyable new epic, it runs nearly 4 hours, is unlike anything you've ever seen. It's like a bizarre cross between Rocky, Oklahoma, and Gandhi. Set during the vanished British Raj, the story takes place in the poor village of Champaner, which has suffered from 2 years of drought. But the local English commander, Captain Russell, played with lip-smacking villainy by Paul Blackthorne, cuts the villagers no slack when it comes time to ante up their lagaan, the heavy tribute they must pay their rulers each year. Russell proposes a bet to the film's hero, Bhuvan, who's played by the Indian superstar Aamir Khan. If the villagers can beat his English regiment at a game of cricket, he'll cancel the lagaan for 3 years. But if they lose, they must pay triple their tribute that year, an amount that would literally lead them to starve. Although none of the Indian peasants even knows how to play cricket, the headstrong Bhuvan accepts and begins cobbling together an implausibly ragtag team of cricketers. Of course, that's just the beginning. Bollywood movies are all about gleeful excess, and Lagaan keeps ratcheting the action higher, with vile Captain Russell growing even more cruel and dishonest, the village cricket team discovering athletes with oddball talents but being infiltrated by betrayers, and Bhuvan becoming the object of romantic longing for two women, the village girl Gowrie, played by gorgeous Gracie Singh, and the elegant Englishwoman Elizabeth, who just happens to be Captain Russell's sister. And that's not all. In Bollywood, a movie barely deserves the name if it doesn't contain big musical numbers, and Lagaan obliges with several spectacular song and dance routines to music written by Indian pop hero A.R. Rahman, whose sound is as familiar there as Moby's is here. In this song, dozens of water-parched villagers bound ecstatically over the barren countryside to celebrate what they think is an impending rainstorm. Bollywood movies once had the reputation for seeming amateurish to Westerners, but Indian filmmakers have begun reaching out to the international audience. Not only is Lagaan technically superb, director Ashutosh Gawrikar has a far better sense of pacing and space than most Hollywood filmmakers, but the movie's Anglo-Indian storyline gives it a cross-cultural allure. In fact, English actress Rachel Shelley, who plays Elizabeth Russell, is now a huge star on the Indian subcontinent. For millions, she's the dream of the lovely, enlightened Englishwoman who could fall for an Indian peasant. There are many such dreams in Lagaan, which is shot through with a romanticized vision of Indian life, led by star Aamir Khan, who really knows how to move and boasts the confident, charismatic good looks that poor Indians can only aspire to. When Bhuvan's cricket team finally takes the field against their oppressors, they're no mere collection of villagers. They're a utopian dream team of national harmony, in which Hindus and Muslims play together side by side, and even a crippled untouchable proves to be one of the heroes. They achieve a community that India itself is still struggling toward today. Lagaan builds to the climactic 3-day cricket match that, with typical Bollywood understatement, runs as long as an entire Rocky movie. Talk about milking it. This game has everything. Heroism and perfidy, injury and redemption, weeping and laughter, romantic exaltation and teeth-gnashing fury, athletic grace and wicked foul play, not to mention yet another lavish song and dance number. By the time the game finally ends, and the skies open, and the music soars. I know you'll agree with me when I tell you that Lagan is not a film that leaves you asking for more.
John Powers is executive editor and media columnist for LA Weekly.